Our last set of news items now, with a bit about sport and the natural world too. On Saturday, Norwich City played host to league leaders Manchester City. They lost by 4-0. It was a demonstration of the chasm on and off the pitch. On it, there was an exhibition in how to exploit space, how to set traps and disorientate your opponent. For Norwich, you can choose to treat this in isolation and move on, were it that simple, with another of the elite lying in wait this coming weekend in the first of two league and cup tests at Liverpool. Thereafter, the hope remains these choppy waters are becalmed, or at the very least, Dean Smith's squad can strive to do more than simply tread water. The hosts had their moments against the champions, Grant Hanley's thumping header against Edison's post, an angled hit from Teemu Pukki, and a scuff from Kenny McLean, but they were few and far between, and to stand any faint hope of bridging the divide, they had to be taken.
Norfolk's Ben Youngs joined Jason Leonard as England's most capped rugby union international with his appearance against Italy. The 32-year-old Leicester scrum half came off the bench in the 55th minute at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome to win his 114th cap and draw level with World Cup winning prop Leonard. Youngs has another England century to his name in terms of points, having scored 20 tries in his international career. That ranks him in the top 10 for his country, level with wings Chris Ashton and Mark Cueto in the last spot. Youngs has won 4 Six Nations titles with England in 2011, the Grand Slam of 2016, 2017 and 2020. He appeared in every match in those triumphant campaigns, starting all but 4, and capped the 2020 tournament with 2 tries in his title-clinching win over Italy on his 100th England appearance. He also made 17 appearances with 15 starts in England's world record-equalling 18-game winning run from 2015 to 2017.
The rare red-breasted goose, which hails from the Arctic region, has been spotted in the salt marshes of Norfolk. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust in Clay are thrilled to host a rarely seen guest which has ended up with the wrong flock. There are fewer than 40,000 red-breasted geese in the world, and the species is listed as vulnerable on the International Union of Conservation of Nature Red List. The last red-breasted goose, which was seen in Norfolk, was back in 1988. Nick Atchison, wildlife ambassador for the Trust, said, "Every few years, one gets lost and gets carried to western Norfolk by dark-bellied Brent geese. Red-breasted geese usually breed in western Siberia and winter in Bulgaria or Romania. It's thrilling because the bird is beautiful, and he is like an ambassador for the Arctic region where he comes from. I think he just got into the wrong crowd and ended up being pulled to Western Europe."
Tree trashing in a city suburb has not deterred a neighbouring community from planting a new mini forest nearby. The woodland has been planted at Sprowston Recreation Ground with volunteers digging in various native species. The copse is protected by a low fence which will be removed once the trees are fully grown. And Town Clerk Guy Ranawira is hopeful the recent spate of trees being vandalised less than a mile away at Catton Park will not be replicated in Sprowston. Dozens of trees have been targeted in Catton in recent months, with some ripped apart and others with their tops lopped off in the 70-acre beauty spot. But Mr. Ranawira believes Sprowston Recreation Ground has good visibility, while the green space is locked overnight to greatly reduce the potential for vandalism. Among the species planted are small leaf lime, box, sycamore, black poplar, oak, silver birch, spindle and willow. The Tiny Forests Initiative is part of Norfolk County Council's 1 million trees for Norfolk project, funded by the government.
Norfolk's largest reuse shop, where people can take and buy second-hand items, has opened at one of the county's newest tips. The Norwich North Recycling Centre opened in September last year, but the COVID-19 pandemic and material supply issues delayed the opening of the reuse shop. But that shop on the recycling centre site, by the side of the Northern Distributor Road, has opened to customers. Bosses at Norfolk County Council say the 116 square metre shop will help give more than 100 tonnes of second-hand items a new home each year and cut waste. Andy Grant, the Council's Cabinet Member for Environment and Waste, said, "We are all increasingly mindful of the impact we as customers have on the planet. So I'm very proud that since the County Council opened our first reuse shop at King's Lynn Recycling Centre in 2008, the shops have helped prevent up to 1,000 tonnes of quality second-hand items from being thrown away every year." Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. Here is our usual reminder. When you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole of the team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And if necessary, leave a message on the answer phone. We will definitely get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now is the time to remind you to keep listening, as you have Norfolk Magazine directly following this. There's lots more to listen to. So with that, we will say goodbye from Pauline and myself.